And now, we want to take a moment to welcome, for the first time here on our stage, formerly of Marketplace Morning Report, our new co-host, Jeremy Hobson. Welcome, Jeremy.
Oh, I get a little applause here. That's so nice. It's great to be here.
That was really, that was a little royal. I thought you were going to call me Your Highness. Welcome.
Thank you. And, you know, you and I, of course, know each other for many years, mm-hmm. since my last time here at WBUR. And it's great to be back. And of course, I've been a listener to the show, Robin, so it's really an honor to sit here next to you.
Well, you're going to be joining us full-time as co-host July 1st. Much excitement, but no one sits around the Here and Now office, so you've brought us an interview today.
That's right. I went out to Wellesley College outside Boston to meet with Valerie Jarrett, who was giving the commencement address. She is a senior advisor to President Obama. She's known him and the First Lady since 1991, when she hired Michelle Obama, then Michelle Robinson, in the mayor's office in Chicago. She has been a mentor to the Obamas since then. And in 2008, when President Obama was elected, she became his senior advisor. She's got a bunch of other titles also, including the chair of the White House Council on Women and Girls.
Now, last night, I heard a very spirited conversation between Chris Matthews and Jonathan Alter. Mm-hmm. Jonathan Alter has a new book out in which he says, you know, that Valerie Jarrett is maybe too much of a gatekeeper.
That's a criticism that you hear a lot. And I started the interview by asking her why the president trusts her so much.
Well, you'd have to ask him that question. I think part of having a long-term relationship is that we've had a chance to see each other when times were good, but more importantly, when times were bad. You learn a lot about people with whom you work or your friends and your family, even when you're at the trough and not at the peak. And so we've been through a lot together.
Has your relationship changed over the last few years?
I don't think so. I think all relationships grow with time, and certainly I've seen a different side of him, and he's seen a different side of me. I mean, keep in mind, I used to be his older mentor.
Right.
And younger in his career, and so I've had to, now he's my boss. And so that, in a sense, is a role reversal. But the basic underpinnings of confidence and trust in one another, I think that's been steadfast for a long time.
Of course, you've heard there's been a lot of criticism that he's got too small a circle of advisors, that there are not outside voices being allowed, and especially now as he gets going in his second term. I mean, what do you make of that criticism? Because I imagine some of it's sort of directed at you.
Well, look, I'm responsible for public engagement, and I know if you look at the records at the White House for the number of people, diverse ranges of people who come through every single day, I would disagree with that. I mean, part of being where we are is that people always say all kinds of things. It doesn't necessarily bear resemblance to the truth. I think that he actually has an intellectual curiosity and appetite, a hungry appetite for new ideas all the time. Does he have there with him people with whom he has known and worked for a long time? Yes, but we work right alongside of people who he's met during his short time in Washington.
When do you think we're going to have an immigration bill?
Very soon. I think one of the bright spots in terms of Congress working with the administration is on comprehensive immigration reform. During the last term, we didn't see that kind of cooperation for a range of reasons, but now we do. And it's heartening to see that within Congress, bipartisan group of eight leaders in the Senate came together and forged a bill that's already passed out of committee in a very bipartisan vote, and we're optimistic that it'll have a successful vote on the Senate floor and then move to the House. And I think everybody realizes that the time is now. It's good for the economy. One of the president's remarks that I've always remembered when he announced this push for immigration reform was, before we were us, we were them. We're a nation of immigrants, and we're a nation of laws, and we should be able to get this done.
So when you say soon, are we talking about this summer?
Yeah, absolutely, this year.
And then how long does he have to do other things after that before we get into the midterm elections and really campaign season in Washington?
Well, this is our attitude. Every single day, we're trying to move our country forward. We're not just working on immigration reform now. A whole group of senior people from the administration just came back from the West Coast focusing on cybersecurity. We made a push for sensible gun control. We weren't successful, but we're going to keep going.
You're going to keep going on that.
Absolutely keep going on that. Our number one priority is making sure that we move the economy in a positive direction, creating jobs, growing the middle class, providing ladders of opportunity for people to move into the middle class. And so I think what's important to remember is that the president can multitask. He's not just focusing on one issue, but comprehensive immigration reform is his top legislative agenda item.
How much of a setback have these recent scandals, controversies, distractions, whatever you want to call them, been to the agenda?
I think our primary objective is to continue to move forward. And we can't allow ourselves to get distracted by something that happens to be caught up in the 24-hour cable cycle, but we have to really keep focusing on what the American people are counting on us to do. We certainly have to learn, we have to improve, but we also can't allow ourselves to go off course. You have to just keep your eye on what the prize is.
I want to ask you one more question, which is, what do we not know about President Obama? What do you know about him that you would like the American people to know?
Well, I think the First Lady said it best when she said at the convention last summer, and when asked, you know, has the presidency changed him? And she said, no, it's really revealed who he is. I think the American people have had a great opportunity to get to know the president. What you see is what he is. The person that I experience in private is the same person that the American people see every day. And I think it is that authenticity that really has struck a chord with so many people. They do know him. They do appreciate that he's fighting for them. And even if they don't agree with every decision he makes, I think the majority of Americans believe in him and his presidency, and that's why he was elected, re-elected for a second term.
What about the people who see him and see a guy who's arrogant or aloof or detached?
Part of the challenge of being president is that not everyone's going to like you. Not everyone's going to agree with what you say. That's part of my message to the women here this morning at Wellesley. But you have to have a strong sense of self. And you do have to learn, and you do have to grow. But the fact that some people characterize you in a caricature format can't really eat away at you. You just have to keep being who you are, recognizing that the people who really know you best hopefully will respect you and love you, and that's what gives you the strength. And so you can't sweat the fact that not everybody sees you for who you are. You just keep trying to be who you are.
Well, Valerie Jarrett, thank you so much for talking with us.
My pleasure.
And again, that was Valerie Jarrett, President Obama's senior advisor, backstage before she talked to Wellesley students last Friday. And Robin, what we just heard there in that last answer when she's talking about you've got to stay true to who you are, you've got to pay attention to the people that know you best, goes right back to your criticism that you brought up from Jonathan Alter earlier, that perhaps they aren't open to new ideas and they're not as trusting of people who don't know the president as well as people like Valerie Jarrett. So that could be the way that she views things. And that may be part of the problem for people that see a problem there.
Yeah. Jeremy Hobson, our new co-host here on Here and Now, starting July 1st. But he'll be bringing us conversations like this one before then, because, as we said, no one sits around the Here and Now office. So, Jeremy, you want to try it? A little test run? Go ahead.
I got to get used to this.
Go ahead.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. She is Robin Young. Back in a minute, Here and Now.